Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Surprise! Look how many we got on Memorial Day. Surprise! Got a good house full. And we know lots of people at a lot of other places, but I'm glad to be here. I tell you what, excited about today and get to come this way to worship and praise an almighty God. Serve a God that can, will, and wants to. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. I think so oftentimes the things that He's done in my life and the times when He helped and took care of it when I couldn't. That's the God we serve. I want to look at 2 Timothy today, if you'll turn in Scripture with me, 2 Timothy, and I'm going to read some from the first chapter, second chapter, third chapter. Let's see how far this goes. But some things I want to talk about. As you're turning there, I want you to know that this time down in Rome was tough for Christians. You know, when this was written, it was a hard time. They were being persecuted by this Nero, and he was giving them just an awful time. And Paul had got arrested again. Nobody would be surprised by that, because he spent about half his time in somebody's jail, right? After he confessed Jesus Christ and began to preach the gospel, seemed like he was restricted a lot of times, but he still had an outlet for it, and he wrote letters out of the prison. Although he was, restrained, the Word of God wasn't, because he'd write these letters and he'd send them out, and he'd wrote a letter down to Timothy. And I read through this and this letter, and I got thinking about what Paul was trying to do. And he wrote this letter, and in it he referred to a lot of his ministry and a lot of his things that he had experienced in Christ Jesus and his work of the gospel. And he was writing down to Timothy and sharing these things with him that he might encourage him and urge him to continue in the work. That's a wonderful thing that we encourage people to continue in the work. Amen. We were talking earlier. Miss Sue came in and she had lost another uncle this week and some cousins last week. And others sitting here, we've talked about this. You know, we're becoming, I guess we are, the older generation. Some of us are. And I began thinking about how we could encourage our younger people that they continue the work of God. That they, you know, carry it on after we're past and we're gone, that they continue to carry it on. And that's what Paul was doing. And like I said, he used his own ministry and his own examples to send down to Timothy. And Timothy knew that if he was going to continue this work, that the first thing he had to remember Jesus Christ. You know, that's the central point around all the message that Paul had, and that's the central point around all that Timothy had to preach, was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, crucified for the sins of the world. That was their example that they wanted to give. And also, Timothy had to remember Jesus Christ. He had to preach the word regardless of circumstances, because the preached word at that time sometimes brought circumstances that they wouldn't want to face. And he had to resist the false teachers. There was a lot of this going on everywhere he went. They were teaching something other than Christ Jesus for salvation. And he had to also effectively use the scriptures to carry out the work of God. And so all these things I want us to comprehend and think about as we go through. And so we see the encouragement that Paul was handing down to the younger preacher. This is something he didn't want to die out. He didn't want this to be let go or forgot about it at a later time. And so he wrote letters and he left the example for Timothy to follow, that the Word of God might continue and prosper even after he was gone. Now, we're here on Memorial Day. And, you know, that's a time we want to remember and all of our people that fought and died for this country. All of our soldiers, you know, you could go to the grave sites today and they'd have flags, have them decorated, that we remember, and this Memorial Day is to bring us to those thoughts. And I began thinking, and how much I appreciate all the soldiers of the world that did give their life for this country. But now I want you to look over 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I had another thought about the soldiers of Christ. The soldiers of God that's come through this church. They didn't give their life. They lived their life for this church. They lived for it. And I think we ought to throw that in the church meeting today that, yeah, we're going to remember the veterans of foreign war. Yes, we're going to remember the servicemen and women, but we're also going to remember the saints and the soldiers of God that's come through this church and are still present with us today. Some have come and gone. Some are still present. And I thought about how effective and how it would be fitting that we mention the soldiers of Jesus Christ that lived their life for this church. That lived their life, that we have an example handed down to us of how we're to live and how we're to conduct business and how we're to carry on with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote a letter to Timothy. Handwritten, no doubt. I want you to think of the message and the letter we've got from so many people in this church for so many years. The soldiers of Christ Jesus. Ready to go to war. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that worth himself entangle himself again with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And we start talking about the choice of God of soldiers, the ones that's not going to be entangled again with the affairs and the things of the world, that live their life for God, that live their life for this church, that we might have those examples. And I want to celebrate and remember also those works of God that were done in this church. Some of them I didn't know. Miss Helen, I never did meet your husband, but I'm going to. She just came to mind. I could go through the church and mention many that was a soldier of God that lived for this church. So many. So many people still here. Soldiers that's lived their life for this church. How long have you been a member here, Miss Flo? Bertha? 70 years. Soldiers for Christ that we mentioned that were willing to get into the battle. I mean, this has been a battle ever since it began. Whether you understand and realize or not, Satan don't like this thing. The devil don't like this church, and they've been a battle at several different times during the history of this church. I guarantee you, they had to go to war. And they did that through prayer. They did that through obedience. They did that through example that they left for this church of how we're to carry on. Soldiers. It excites me and pleases me that God had just blessed me with an opportunity that I might follow their footsteps, that I might follow their example, that I also become a soldier, hardened, strengthened in the Word of God, that we go out and go to war against an ungodly world and against the things of the devil. You know, soldiers that's been faithful through the years, soldiers that are faithful here today, soldiers that were faithful have gone to be with the Lord. I feel them. There's a lot of times I walk in these doors, maybe on Saturday night or early Sunday morning before people get here, and I feel the presence of those soldiers that are here and have been here for the war and the battles that they fought. Soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ. Should we not remember those also today that has fought this battle? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'm going to back up just a little bit. 2 Timothy chapter 1. You know, I actually feel that while we remember
and celebrate this Memorial Day and think about our soldiers in Christ, I believe some of the benches are just filled up with the spirits and the power of God that's allowed them to return to be our examples. That they fill some of the empty spaces that are here today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of hands. So he wants to put thee in remembrance. Put thee in remembrance. That's the thing that we fail, I guess, to preach enough today, that we need to remember the things that were accomplished by this church, the battles that were fought by this church, the victories that were won by this church, by the soldiers of God that are still present and have gone to be with the Lord today. And I think about that memory. I believe it'll strengthen you to know that they stood, we can stand. It goes farther. It said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but power and of love and of a sound mind. Y'all excuse me. I'm having a problem reading. My eyes are watering. I feel a presence today. I feel a power here today that God has blessed us with in His presence. It said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of His of me, His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. It said, don't be ashamed of the testimony. Don't be ashamed of the testimony. I've heard so many times soldiers of God, of this church, testify and invite people down to the church, invite people to come and be in the presence of the Lord. And I'm thinking about how the example is left to us by the soldiers, that we're not to be ashamed. It said, but now it's made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I love this verse. It said, I know in whom I have believed. I know in whom I have believed. It's not a false hope. It's not a misunderstanding. But we believed in the power of God. We believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we've got that example that's left by the soldiers of Christ that we remember today. Those that have lived their life for this church. Lived their life to serve God as a soldier who God chose. And when I look and I think about, I know who I believed. Do you know who you believed in today? And I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Now we're going to talk about that day a little bit more later. And that day is the day of resurrection. That day that Paul spoke of is when the Lord returns with a shout from heaven and the voice of the angel and the trump of God shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise. Amen. That's the day that Paul looked for and spoke of. It's the resurrection day that's still to come. You know, and he said, I know he can keep it until that day. And so he wasn't concerned about his ability to stay saved or his ability to keep believing, but God was going to keep it until that day. And I want to talk a little bit about that day just in a few minutes. In verse 13, though, it said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. All these things we have had examples at New Salem Baptist Church by the soldiers of Christ that have went to war, that have fought the battles through the gears. Held fast. They didn't waver. They didn't fluctuate. If it was ungodly, they said it's ungodly. If it wasn't according to the Scripture, it didn't need to be preached here. And we had that example from all these soldiers, faithful soldiers of God through the many years and still present with us, some of them. It said that has hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. You've had that given to you year after year after year after year, as long as this church has been in effect. And you're saying you don't know that because you wasn't here all the time. I can know that because I see the results of it. I see faithful people coming up, following the footsteps of the soldiers. I see young men and young women educated in the Word of God, that they stand fast and solid against an ungodly world. I can tell you, I can see that example that they've left year after year after year after year. And we've got a foundation prepared by God that we can step on the same as they do. I want to remember all the soldiers that's given their life to God in this church. I want to remember the servicemen. One of the greatest things I guess I saw in life is I'll always remember. You know, you go to a military funeral and they drape them in an American flag. And when Billy Gray died, he laid here under a Christian flag. How fitting. People live their life. Now, turn over a little bit, Father. In Timothy chapter 4, I want to leave you with something for you to think about it. I've already thought about it and got excited two or three times this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee, verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So, I want you to look and think about right now where our world is at. They will not endure sound doctrine. God's word has become very unpopular to a certain group. I mean, it just don't sit well with them. It's not according to their lifestyle. And it said they're going to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they're going to be turned from to fables and away from the truth. That's where we are. And that makes me think how thankful we ought to be that we've already got a foundation laid through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've already got the footprints of many soldiers that stood on that foundation through these many years of this church, that we have an example to follow, that we don't have to believe these lies and be turned away. In verse 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." God help me to say that one day when my time's close and my time's over, that I could stand up and repeat these words of Paul. You know, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And we think about the soldiers of New Salem Baptist Church that could say that this day, that have followed that and could stand and wave their hand and say, "That's me." It said, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also which love his appearing." Now, Friday night they had graduation in Dade County. Is that right? Who graduated? Well, I'd see one hand going up. We had... Here's another hand over here. We had some more graduated. And I came through Trenton. I didn't attend graduation, but I came through Trenton while it's going on. I never saw a lot of crowd in my life. I tell you, you'd have to park on the square just about to get back up there to it. Greatest number turned out, and they were there, and they were in support of these young people graduating, an accomplishment, a great accomplishment that they made in graduating from high school, to see them walk up across the stage. I guess you walked across the stage. Walked up across the stage and somebody congratulated them and handed them a diploma. And it turned out thousands of people to see that. When that day comes, when that day of the Lord comes, I'm looking forward to attend that celebration where God gives that crown of righteousness to these soldiers of New Salem Baptist Church. Paul said, not only for me, but all those who love his appearing. And I can tell you there's going to be a lot of soldiers of Jesus Christ that's given their life for God and their life for the church and all these things. And isn't that going to be a great thing? You know, it's exciting to see these young people walk up and receive a diploma. You think about when you see your loved one, a soldier of God, receive that crown of righteousness. Amen. I want to be in that crowd, don't y'all? I believe there'll be a lot of crowns handed out. Isn't that what Paul said? Not for me only, but for all those. For all those. I'm sure it's probably superintendent or the principal one gave out diplomas. Guess who's going to give out these crowns? Jesus, the Son of God. The Son of God, Jesus Christ. We stand in our congratulations. Here's your crown. We want to cheer for them, won't we? We want to congratulate them, won't we? I think these things today, on Memorial Day, we ought to remember. And we ought to stand strong in that word of God that this is not final and this is not the end. A lot of our soldiers for God, men and women, saints of God, who's lived their life for God in this church, be handed that crown of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll say, ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank God for that. Everybody stand. Sue, I believe we could use another verse or two of Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. And if you want to sing it, that'll be good. And we'll close out this Memorial Day. The verse or two or three. And Glenda, I didn't see you. Think about our soldiers. Amen. And we celebrate our soldiers of war and our soldiers of Christ. And remember them for what they've done. Foundation and basis and a freedom. That's what they fought. That's what they lived for. That's what they died for. Amen. Any word or anything before we dismiss? Brother Mark said this. We're not going to have a service tonight. Got a lot of people going to a lot of places. Just go celebrate. That's all I tell you. Go have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember our soldiers who lived for this, for God and for this church. Amen. Got a lot of them still present with us. Some are gone to be with the Lord. Just so many of them. All right, anything, any word?
Continue to pray for Brother Harold. Update on that. He's still improving, but got a long way to go. He's comprehending some, and some he's not, I think. He's trying to talk in his therapy. They're trying to get him to sing Happy Birthday and count to 10 and do the months of the year. And so they did say that they let him have a little applesauce this week and a little bit of juice this week. So things are improving. Still got a long way to go. Continue to pray for Brother Luther also. They had a physical therapist came in on Friday and gave him an exercise workout. And when I saw him, he was give out. He said, "But maybe this will help." So y'all continue to pray for those and all others we've got sick and in problem. Want to remind you also pray for Jack Smith. He's now at Health South also. They moved him in on Friday or Thursday, I believe, one of the 2 days, I guess. But pray for him. He's had an extensive cancer surgery all down his throat and his chin. Had to do a lot of rebuilding and all this. I think his name actually is Harold Smith. Harold? Well, they don't know him but Jack, the hospitals. It's Harold. Harold Smith, okay. But if you happen to stop by and visit Brother Harold, I'm sure he'd like a visit too. And I know the mentality is, well, he don't go here. We don't know him. God knows him. He's the one we need to concentrate on because I don't know about his salvation. I know about Brother Harold's. He's told me. And so, you know, that'd be a good stop by to visit with him also. All right, anything else? Good to see everybody. Anybody got a cookout planned? At your house, what time's it going to be? Yes, sir. Where? Dietz Road, okay. All right. Anybody wants to go there? Anything else? Linda, how about dismiss us with prayer?